It's here and now. Health officials are warning it's going to be a big year for deer ticks, which of course can carry the bacteria Borrelia burgdorferi, which causes Lyme disease or spirochetal infection. Lyme was first traced to ticks in the town of Lyme, Connecticut in 1975. By then, 33-year-old Dr. Alan Steer, a patient, came to him with swollen joints, flu-like symptoms. No doctor could diagnose it. And since making the connection to ticks, Dr. Steer's been on what he calls a journey. He's seen as a savior for his discovery, but he's also been called the Antichrist by some for saying that what is diagnosed as chronic ongoing Lyme disease, which can be diagnosed with a blood test, is often actually another form of chronic pain, like chronic fatigue syndrome. He's even had to hire security guards out of fear for his safety. Wow. And Dr. Steer joins us from his office in Boston. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Are you surprised at the depth of this passion about Lyme disease?
Lyme disease is a problem. There are no two ways about it. There is disagreement between advocacy groups and mainstream medicine about what Lyme disease is, and there certainly has been passion about that.
Well, here you are, heroic in that you first pinpointed it, but then being demonized because, if I've got this right, you're saying that there aren't as many cases of the chronic, long-term, seemingly incurable Lyme disease as people think. Now, on your own website, you say that a small number of patients don't respond to the usual treatment, which is several weeks of antibiotics. So you obviously believe that there is some chronic Lyme.
Oh, absolutely. I think this whole issue has been simplified to the point of just being not correct. Lyme disease is a disease that without antibiotic therapy occurs in stages with different manifestations at each stage. The most common late manifestation of the disease is arthritis. So most patients respond to antibiotic therapy, but one needs to take each stage of the disease and talk about it differently. There are also multiple post-Lyme disease syndromes. So the disagreement is really about who has Lyme disease and who does not, as well as what does it require to kill the Lyme disease bacterium. If test results do not suggest that Lyme disease is the correct diagnosis, then it's very unlikely that treatment of spirochetal infection is what would help these people.
You know, it sounds as if you're saying that either doctors aren't giving the tests, or patients are self-diagnosing, or doctors may be giving the tests, but the tests aren't being read right, and we're getting the sense that there's more chronic Lyme out there than there is.
Yeah. More misdiagnosis of chronic pain and fatigue syndromes as Lyme disease. And what's more, a chronic pain and fatigue syndrome can follow Lyme disease.
Well, how do you know? Because sometimes you don't know when you were bit. So you say,
Well, there's a very typical picture of early disease. It includes usually an expanding skin lesion that occurs at the site of the tick bite, mm-hmm. accompanied by flu-like symptoms. That's the part of the disease that would be occurring now at about the time of the summer solstice in early July. But even without antibiotic treatment, that part of the disease will improve and go away on its own. The second stage is most commonly acute neurologic involvement or cardiac involvement, but it only occurs in about 5% of untreated patients. This would not happen if a person got treated for early mm-hmm. disease appropriately. Mm-hmm. It's also been the manifestation of the disease that has been fatal in a few patients. The CDC reported 3 such cases last summer, young men who died from this involvement.
When does the joint pain come in?
That's late disease. Usually there's a latent period of some months before the onset of actual frank arthritis, which occurs in about 60% of untreated patients. But the arthritis generally affects one or a few joints. So, for example, the knee is most commonly affected, and it typically becomes very swollen.
It sounds as if, I mean, chronic fatigue syndrome is horrible because you cannot figure it out. And so you're having explained this. We can understand how people might want to think, no, I have chronic Lyme because at least then I can take antibiotics.
Absolutely. It's a very seductive ideology for a person who's been in the medical system, is suffering a great deal, and does not have answers.
Well, but you know the tension here. Long-term use of antibiotics isn't recommended by the CDC.
Or the Infectious Diseases Society of America.
Right.
Yes.
And yet there are now a growing number of states which are moving to protect doctors from punishment for prescribing long-term antibiotics because there's this clamoring from people who feel that they need it. They also suspect that this has to do with insurance not wanting to cover these courses of antibiotics that can cost $5,000 a month. So you're caught in this spin cycle of people who just don't want to believe that they don't have chronic Lyme disease.
Yes. You stated it well.
Yeah. Well, meantime, what should people do? You know, they've gone through the flu-ish feeling and now they have this joint pain and they're thinking, this is me.
Well, I think the first thing is that it is important to really know whether a person has Borrelia burgdorferi infection or not. I would say that the tests actually to determine that are quite good. I know that's not what advocacy groups think, but within mainstream medicine, that really is what's been shown. If the person has a chronic pain syndrome or a chronic fatigue syndrome, they are often very difficult to treat. Some people do have beneficial effects from psychotropic medications. In essence, one is trying to reset the neurochemistry within the brain. We don't have any treatment that helps everyone. Some people will work at this through exercise. In exercise programs, massage, acupuncture, mm-hmm. I mean, something may work for one person, but not another person. So, somebody may be helped by chronic antibiotic therapy. I think that's true in terms of a chronic pain syndrome, but other people, not at all. Or they're worsened. Lyme disease itself is a great problem. It's epidemic in certain locations in the northeastern United States, but pain and fatigue syndromes are also a great problem.
Yeah.
And research is going on. I'm hopeful that in time, there will be advances made.
Dr. Alan Steer, professor of medicine at Harvard University. He conducts his research at Mass General Hospital. Dr. Steer, thank you so much.
Thank you.